On the line now, I have Councillor Mary Fitzpatrick. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm great. And do you want to tell the listeners a bit about yourself first?
Well, I'm a city councillor, John. I was first elected in 2004 for the Cabergladh-Nevin ward, and I'm leader of the Fianna Fáil group on Dublin City Council, and have represented the, I suppose, the north side of the city. Cabergladh-Nevin includes Cabra, the Navan Road, Phibsborough, Drumcondra and Glasnevin.
Okay, now we're going to talk about these water charges. I know you have a great interest in it. But first of all, I want to say, I think it was in June last that Phil Hogan promised homeowners that the government will pay to fix any leaks found. Is this correct?
He did, yes. It was in June of this year the Minister Hogan first announced a scheme that has been referred to generally as the First Fix scheme. And what he promised at that point was that in anticipation, you know, a lot of people obviously are very concerned that the minister and the government are introducing water metering, and in fact actually in Dublin City they've started installing domestic water meters this month. But back in June the minister said, I suppose trying to maybe comfort homeowners, that the government would pay to fix any leaks that are found, you know, when water meters are being installed and when domestic water charges are being introduced. And so it has been referred to as the First Fix Free, implying that whatever leaks need to be fixed first will be fixed, and they'll be fixed for free because the government will pay to have them fixed. Now, I, like a lot of homeowners in the city, were very interested in this. A lot of my constituents actually asked me about it. So I've been trying to, over the last couple of months, get information or more details on how this scheme will work and how could we avail of it. And I suppose it became more pressing in September when, you know, we knew the water meters were going to start to be installed in October. So I've been asking the City Council, and who still have responsibility for the provision of water services in the city, for information on it. But they've had no information. They've been given no information from the government or the minister. And they suggested to me that I talk to the minister or the government or Irish Water, which is the company the minister is setting up to provide water services in the future. So I contacted both the minister's office, the Department of Environment, and Irish Water, the company being set up to deliver water services in the future across the country. But Irish Water tell me that it's a matter for the government. They've no information either, even though they're the people going out installing the domestic water meters. They don't have any information, or at least they hadn't up until last week, on how this First Fix Free scheme is going to work. And the replies I've got from the minister's office are that they're still working on the details of the plan. And I suppose, you know, really, John, this is a big concern for, I mean, for homeowners, in that Irish Water have got private contractors going out installing domestic meters. If when they install the meters, you know, leaks are found, there's an opportunity going to be missed to fix the leak, because
and the homeowner, you know, will be charged for this water that's leaking out of the pipe.
Well, if at the moment, like the law at the moment is that if there's a leak, if there's a water leak and it's on your property, if it's on private property, it's the homeowner is obliged to fix it. Now, most of us aren't, you know, personally able to fix leaks like that. You'll need a plumber at a minimum. You might need somebody who can either, you know, lift up a path, lift up a garden, and then somebody to fix the leak, and then obviously somebody to reinstate the path or the garden. So there can be considerable costs involved. And most homeowners, as you know, are dealing in very tight budgets, household budgets, and many people just really wouldn't have the available funds to be engaging private contractors to do this type of work. So people were very excited, are at least encouraged by the idea that the government was going to pay to fix these leaks. But now they're increasingly worried that the government is ploughing ahead with installing domestic meters and yet still not providing any information on the scheme that they promised to pay to fix the leaks.
Well, I know now for a fact that the meters, there's some meters installed, because they started installing these down the road from us in Artane and Beaumont.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I don't know. So people could be paying for water that they're not using, more or less, if something isn't
well,
done.
They could face a fine for having a leak, and even though that leak may be caused by the fact that, you know, Irish Water, that the minister has sent Irish Water out, and Irish Water has sent out private contractors to put in domestic water meters that could cause leaks. You know, yeah. A lot of the pipe work in Dublin is quite old, and so a lot of the pipes, you know, are quite fragile. And when you start, or when contractors start attaching bits of equipment, you know, and meters to the pipe work, the potential for problems, the potential for new leaks to be caused is quite high. And it's the homeowner is going to be burdened with it, not only burdened with the cost and the potential fine, but is also going to obviously be having to deal with the disruption of having a leak on their property, doing all sorts of other damage potentially to the rest of their property.
That all sounds a bit ridiculous. Now, you mentioned cost there. All these charges, we had the household charge first, and we were told that was for services, and then they changed it to a property tax. Now we have the water charge, and I think we were told that the water charges would be given back to county councils to use for services. But there has been a recent development in this, hasn't there?
Yeah, I suppose really what we've had is the, as you say, the household charge was introduced, then the local property tax. And at the time, the local property tax, I suppose, in March of this year, when the minister was trying to get people to pay up the local property tax, he said that, look, 80% of all of the local property tax paid will be kept in the local area. And so he encouraged people to pay the local property tax on the basis that if they paid their property tax, it would go to improving services in their local area. And I think most people are reasonable and don't mind making a contribution, if particularly if it's for, you know, a good quality service, and particularly if it's a service they'll benefit from locally. But now the government and the minister has, as part of his recent budget announcements, announced that he's not going to give back or allow local authorities hold on to 80% of the tax that they collected, the local property tax they collected this year or indeed next year. He's saying that he'll look at it for 2015. But I think, you know, this is a real insult to people who did pay their local property tax, who did make a contribution on the basis that paying their local property tax would be going towards, or a substantial portion of it would be going towards funding local services in their local area. And what the minister appears to be saying is that the reason he will not be allowing the local authorities hold on to the 80% of the tax that they collect is because he's going to use the money to pay for his plan to transition water services away from local authorities and to Irish Water, which in and of itself is a plan that I disagree with. I think the government are getting it spectacularly wrong by prioritising the introduction of water meters over prioritising the security of water supply. You know, it's counterproductive to be taxing people and charging people for water services that they haven't yet secured. You know, if there was a secure water supply, then, you know, you can talk about applying charges. But that should be the priority, and it's not the priority. The minister is clearly prioritising installing water meters, charging for water services, and to fund that scheme, he's now saying he's going to hold on to the property tax money that everybody paid on the basis that it was going to go into enhanced local services, and he's going to use that money and that funding to fund his crazy Irish Water scheme. It's a real insult to people, and it's a complete U-turn from what you know, had been promised. There's been the minister and the government repeatedly promised that, you know, make a payment for your local property tax and you'll be making a contribution for local services in your area, And this is a direct contradiction of that.
Yeah, well, most of the services are being paid for already. We pay to have our bins collected. We pay road tax for the upkeep of roads. We're paying water charges. We will be shortly. I don't know.
Absolutely. And, you know, in Dublin as well, I mean, domestically, homeowners will be paying water charges soon, but already businesses have been paying water charges. And it would appear that, you know, businesses in the city are going to be hit again with his plan for Irish Water, because he's talking about having a harmonisation of pricing across the country for all water services. And where commercial water rates in Dublin are lower than they are in the rest of the country, businesses in Dublin will be hit again. And they're already hit with the rates. They're already hit, as you say, with all of the other taxes and the development levies that the minister is imposing. So it really is, I think, undermining any credibility that was there, you know, around the proposition that, you know, taxes were, local taxes were being used to provide enhanced local services. People just don't believe it anymore. People have, this last U-turn now, I think, has finally eroded any shred of credibility there was to the argument that, you know, local government was being reformed and local services were being improved. There's absolutely no evidence of that. Homeowners and residents and local communities are just being hit with additional local taxes, additional local costs, but no additional services. And in fact, the exact reverse, as you said, waste management has been taken away. They're in the process of taking water away. You know, there's little or nothing being left by way of local services.
Okay. Now, we just go back to the forced fixed fee scheme, because you probably find that there's listeners now a bit worried that, okay, that there's going to be leaks created and they're going to be charged for it and they could be fined for it. What would you advise people to do? Like, there are people out there now and their water meters are being installed outside their garden gate, for instance.
Well, I really think that, you know, they should, it's very hard for individual homeowners. You know, as an individual, you know, you can feel quite vulnerable. I would talk to your neighbours, and I would, particularly if there's residents associations, I've been working with some residents associations and asking Irish Water to meet with residents associations. Irish Water is the organisation that has been tasked by the minister to, you know, install these meters. I think Irish Water are the face of this process, let's say, for homeowners. So certainly residents associations, individual residents, should be talking to them directly, looking for assurances from them. I would also be suggesting to homeowners that they do contact their government TDs and they ask their government TDs to raise this issue with the minister and to ask the minister to make available the first fix scheme information as soon as possible. It was promised in June. He's ploughing ahead with the installation of the domestic water meters. At a minimum, he should make good his promise to provide them with access to the scheme to pay for the payment of the leaks. And if for no other reason, if the government's intention is to actually pay to have these leaks fixed, they should be doing it at the same time as they're installing the water meters and not looking to incur additional and unnecessary costs by having contractors come back a second time to fix leaks that could be fixed when the meter is actually being installed.
Okay, well, let's say we're after creating a great interest now in this, because, and as I said, some of our listeners are going to be very worried about this. So, yes, tell them to contact Irish Water or their local TDs. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mary?
Well, I think if they're talking to the government TDs and if they're talking to you know, their local representatives, I think they should be also asking their government representatives to, you know, raise this the flawed approach that the minister is taking in terms of local government reform in Dublin and provision of local services. The minister seems to, you know, be going in one direction and does not appear to be taking on board any sort of constructive contributions. And to ask the minister to stop, you know, to just stop and think about the impact of what he's doing and to make good on promises, to actually provide people with real and effective local government. Local democracy is key to, you know, local communities being empowered. And the minister has, you know, come up with a crazy plan of adding 53 councillors in the four Dublin regions at the next local elections. people in Dublin don't need more councillors, but they need the councillors they have to have more powers, and they need them to be able to be more effective. They should ask the minister to drop that crazy plan, because it's not supported by the broader communities.
Yeah. Okay, William. People on the street are probably saying to themselves now, when you mention the government and keeping promises in the same sense, it doesn't actually work, because there's a lot of promises being broken and people are very, very annoyed. I mean, we had the senior citizens out yesterday, with our young people out today. So I don't know where it's going to end.
Well, you know, somebody much wiser than me once said that, you know, democracy is the least worst type of government that we have. Or, you know, I'm paraphrasing now, and I'm not sure exactly who it was said it, but, you know, the only way democracy improves is by people getting involved and staying involved and holding politicians to account. And certainly there have been this government made a string of promises, many of them unnecessary and most of them broken, to get into government. They seem to be continuing to act in that way while in government. It's not good enough. It's not acceptable. And, you know, voters will have their opportunity at the local elections next year, the European elections and forthcoming general election, in 2016, I guess. And the government should be cognizant of that, and voters should remind them and hold them to account.
Okay. Now, do you think now Fianna Fáil have changed to change people's attitudes towards them? People were very, very annoyed with Fianna Fáil before the last
people
election.
Were very, very annoyed, and rightly annoyed with Fianna Fáil. You know, in, I suppose, 2011, in the general election, and the result of that election clearly, you know, manifested the level of annoyance and disappointment and disillusionment that the electorate had with Fianna Fáil, in government as a party. Has it changed? I can only give you anecdotal information, John. I would say that certainly, you know, the environment has changed in the sense that, you know, as a party, we are in a different position, and we are, we have. So there's a changed circumstance in that respect. Does it mean that everybody has had a road to Damascus sort of a appreciation of Fianna Fáil? I don't really think so. I think voters more and more are well informed and objective about, you know, who they vote for and how they vote. And I think that's a changed dynamic in the last, you know, decade or whatever in politics in Ireland. And I think that's a good thing for politics, and I think it's a good thing for democracy. And if it keeps Fianna Fáil and every other politician, you know, more honest, that will be a good thing in the long term. I think as a party, we're working very hard to regain credibility, to try and regain trust and support. But, you know, have we achieved that yet? I don't think so. Do we still have a long way to go? Yeah, probably we do. And the first real test of it will be the next local elections. And I'm not going to try and guess the outcome of those. But I'll tell you this, people like myself and the other Fianna Fáil city councillors and Dublin City Council, like Tom Brabazon and Deirdre Heaney, Sean-Paul Mahon, Paul McAuliffe and Jim O'Callaghan, they're all working really very hard in Dublin City Council and have been for the last 4 years, and will continue to do right up until the next local elections to try and, you know, gain the support and the trust of more of the electorate in Dublin so that we can deliver better policies and better local representation for the people of Dublin on City Council. The party has been strengthened by new members, and there are, new people coming forward all the time and working on the ground in local communities as local area representatives for Fianna Fáil. So, you know, we're working hard at it, John, but as I say, the measure of our hard work, or the first real measure that we'll get of our hard work, will be when we get the results in the local elections next year.
Okay, well, Councillor Mary Fitzpatrick, thank you very much for taking my call this morning, and if there are any more developments, I'm sure we'll speak again.
Great, John. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much.
Talk to you again.
Talk to you again. Bye bye.